Who is Dylan Thomas, or who was Dylan Thomas? That's what this audio boo is about. I guess what an individual says about themselves is only part of the story. And what I'm going to read you next in a minute is indeed what Dylan Thomas said about himself. I'm going to read you the author's prologue. Yes, he wrote a prologue to his collected works, which he prepared shortly before he died. And I referred to it before in an earlier audio boo, but it's unusual for the prologue to be in verse. So I've never read it before in its entirety, and I'm going to read it for you now. And it doesn't have any stanzas at all. It runs over the best part of 4 pages. So before you listen to it, you either need about 10 or 12 minutes at least to listen to it, or you can bite it off in bite-sized chunks. Okay, well, as part of preparing for this festival about Dylan Thomas, that's going to take place on the 18th to the 20th of May, I read you the author's prologue to his collected works. This day winding down now, at God's speeded summer's end, in the torrent salmon sun, in my sea-shaken house, on a breakneck of rocks tangled with chirrup and fruit, froth, flute, fin and quill, at a wood's dancing hoof, by scummed starfish sands with their fishwife cross, gulls, pipers, cockles and sails, out there, crow black, men tackled with clouds who kneel to the sunset nets. Geese nearly in heaven, boys stabbing, and herons and shells that speak 7 seas. Eternal waters away from the cities of 9 days' night, whose towers will catch in the religious wind like stalks of tall, dry straw. At poor peace, I sing to you, strangers. Though song is a burning and crested act, the fire of birds in the world's turning wood, for my sawn splay sounds. Out of these sea-thumbed leaves that will fly and fall like leaves of trees, and as soon crumble and undie into the dog-day'd night. Seaward the salmon, sucked sun slips, and the dumb swans drop blue. My dabbed bay's dusk, as I hack this rumpus of shapes, for you to know how I, a spinning man, glory also this star, bird-roared, sea-born, man-torn, blood-blessed. Hark! I trumpet the place, from fish to jumping hill. Look! I build my billowing ark, to the best of my love, as the flood begins, out of the fountainhead of fear, rage red, man alive, molten and mountainous to stream, over the wound asleep. Sheep white, hollow farms, to whales in my arms. Ho! There in Castle Keep, you king sing-song owls who moonbeam the flickering runs and dive, the dingle-furred deer dead. Hullo, unplumbed brens. Oh, my ruffled ring dove in the hooting, nearly dark with Welsh and reverend rook. Coo, ruing the wood's praise, who moons her blue notes from her nest down to the curlew herd. Ho, hullabalooing clan, agape with woe in your beaks on the gabbing capes. Hi, on horseback hill, Jack whisking hair. Who hears there this fox light, my flood ship's clangor as I hew and smite? A clash of anvils for my hubbub and fiddle, this tune on a tongued puffball. But animals thick as thieves on God's rough tumbling grounds, hail to his beasthood. Beasts who sleep good and thin, hissed in hogsback woods, the haystacked hollow farms in a throng of waters cluck and cling, and barn roofs cockcrow war. O kingdom of neighbours, finned, felled and quilled, flash to my patch, work arc and the moonshine, drinking Noah of the bay, with pelt and scale and fleece, owning the only the drowned deep bells of sheep and churches noise, poor peace as the sun sets, and dark shoals every holy field. We will ride out alone, and then under the stars of Wales, cry, multitudes of arcs across the water, lidded lands, manned with their loves, they'll move like wooded islands, hill to hill. Halloo, my proud dove with a lute. Ahoy, old sea-legged fox, tom, tit, and die, mouse. My ark sings in the sun at God's speeded summer's end, and the flood flowers now. That's it. That is what Dylan Thomas wrote. And I think he wrote many, many, many versions of it before he came to that conclusion. That was his author's prologue. It's hard to know what to say about it, but it certainly is a very valuable thing to listen to in getting ready to think about what Dylan Thomas was really like as a poet. There you are. I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope you'll come to Ennisdiamon between the 18th and the 20th of May 2012, where we'll have a great festival in honour of Dylan Thomas together at the Falls Hotel.